This is an interview with Mr. Nguyen Nguyen for the Youngstown State University Oral History Project on Southeast Asian Immigrant Experience by Pondarat Arirajkaran at 1316 Forest Dale, Youngstown, Ohio 44505 on May 15th, 1981 at 1:23 p.m. Good afternoon. Can I call you Nguyen?
Yes.
Okay. Where did you come from?
I come from Vietnam.
Can you speak a little bit louder, please?
Not really.
Would you please speak louder?
Louder.
You know, raise your voice a little bit, like me.
Loud.
Yeah. Okay. Would you please?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell us about your family? You know, how many brothers, sisters you have?
In my family, we have about 8 brothers. I'm the older one in that family.
No sisters at all?
No sisters.
8 brothers.
Yes.
You're the eldest one?
Yeah.
Okay. How about your school? Do you remember anything about your school? What school do you graduate?
That's the school in a more small country. We didn't have any name of that school when I began to come into this school.
Where is that school?
In South Vietnam.
Yeah, where is your school? Where did you go to school?
It's the Vung Tau Country School. Vung Tau.
Vung Tau, can you spell for me?
V-U-N-G.
V-U-N-G, okay. Okay. V-U-N-G. T-A-U. T-A-U. Okay. You was born in Vung Tau?
Yeah, I was born in Vung Tau.
Where is Vung Tau? It's close to Saigon or what?
Yeah. Oh, it's from where to Saigon? About 90 miles.
90 miles from Saigon?
Yes.
Okay. What did you do? After you finished school, did you finish high school? Can you remember anything about your school? What did they teach? Did they teach English?
Yeah, when we begin into high school, we have to outside. We can look French or English or Chinese.
Do you have choices?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you look for?
Yeah, I look for English language.
And that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
You told me you can speak 3 languages.
Mm-hmm.
How comes you speak? What languages you can?
Oh, that's special class because I have to work together with the another people come from another country. Then I have to study for some language for that.
Where did you go to for?
International class.
No. I mean, you speak English, okay?
Yeah.
Chinese?
Yeah.
Where did you learn to speak Chinese?
For the international class.
Where?
In Vietnam.
Oh yeah, they have that too?
Yes.
Uh-huh. When did you finish your school? High school? What year?
For 1969.
Uh-huh. And what did you do after that?
Then I came to the college, but I can't, the government call me, we'll go to the army, then the Marine Corps, and we have to defend our country. At that time, because at that time the war
started.
Start open, grew bigger, and we cannot to be in this school anymore.
Just and turn back a little bit. What college did you go? Do you remember the name of the college that you go for? Why?
VAN.
No. The name of the college.
Oh, the name of the college.
Yeah.
We choose from the Saigon.
Uh-huh. That's free college or what?
Yeah, that's a free college.
Free?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What did you study?
The engineer.
What engineer?
Engineer diesel.
Diesel?
Yeah.
Okay. Just for how many months before the government called everybody?
It just for 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah.
Okay. Your study was interrupted by the government.
Yes.
Called for it. Yeah. Okay. And then you went to army.
Yeah.
Okay. Army, right? Oh, you say Marine Commander.
We also say army. That means who went to the war.
Oh.
You understand? The Navy Commando, Marine Commando. That of the name special the people who went for that group. You understand what I mean?
Uh-huh. How come you choose Marine Commando? That's for what? Fighting or for what?
Yeah. Did you understand the commando?
Commando? Yeah.
Frontline? Not sitting for the,
office.
You
no.
know that? We always went to the bridge 24 hours by 24 hours. Every day get killed, every day get shot.
You remember the significance in your life, you know, like the important events in your life that happened to you, you know, have you ever shot or, you know, about a big battle that you remember?
Yeah, I have a lot of things in my life, so
yeah.
Provoking.
Uh-huh. Would you like to share? Yeah.
You know, sometimes I don't want to remind that because it gets hurt of me.
Yeah.
You say I was get shoot.
Uh-huh. Many times.
Many times in my body. Then you see that, you know, we have something in trouble. But the more trouble in my country, in the world, for the people. Some family, the father and the mother get died. Then a lot of children that run around the city. And they're so hungry. That's the problem of us. Because the war, it usually to kill each other. That's all. But, you know, we love the children so much because they didn't have any real responsibility. For that thing, you know, in my country we have a lot of things. You can ask me some questions for that, a lot of things. I cannot do.
No,
explain to me, you know,
no,
it
okay,
makes me remember in memory, then
yeah,
make me excited for that, then I cannot speak.
No, okay, I ask you, just the things that you remember the most in your life, you know, when you think of it, you think like, okay, you, anything, you know what I mean? Like, when you work at a Marine Commando,
mm-hmm.
Where did you go? All
where
around
go?
Or
okay.
What?
Where did I go?
Mm-hmm. They send you where? You know, fixed in the fixed station at Saigon or what?
I went to the North Vietnam.
You mean they sent you to fight?
Yeah.
At
the end of the North Vietnam.
Uh-huh. And?
Then my mission, he dropped the bomb. He called the B-52,
what,
dropped the bomb.
What's that? Your mission group?
My mission. My mission.
Uh-huh.
My action.
Okay,
my
what's that?
My mission.
Uh-huh. What's that? Uh-huh.
Okay, my mission, he, you know, dropped the bomb.
Drop the bomb.
Killing the people.
Just a second, drop the bomb. That mean you go by plane?
No.
Was like that, throw it?
Yeah, throw it, drop, that means put in that, this town,
uh-huh.
When the people there have the meeting,
uh-huh.
The bomb was open, bomb.
That's your mission?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And we went to the south, the central Vietnam. I went to the central Vietnam. You know, my group always living in the breeze for 6 months, for a year.
What? Living in the what?
The breeze.
Greece?
The breeze.
Trees?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean in the forest? For years, for 6 months?
Day by day.
Uh-huh.
Day after day, that's all.
That's your life?
Yeah, my life for that.
How many years you serve in the Marine Commander?
19
When did you start? 1970 to 1973 and?
I stopped in 1972 to 1975 when the end of war, when the communists come over my country.
Just a second. Okay, turn back a little bit. You said you quit school 1970, okay, 1970, right? And then what did you do after you quit school? You said the government draft you, okay.
Call, but, not draft.
Okay, call, okay?
Yeah, for 1972, also for the meantime from the 1970, to 1972, I went to army in the school. And
army
also school? Went to the war. You understand?
Oh, they teach you.
They taught me about
2 years.
The war, for 2 years.
They have a special school for
that? We must have to that.
2 years.
Yes.
And then 1973 to 1975? You work in the as a Marine Commander, and what happened when the communists took? What happened when the communists took your country? What happened to you?
They conquered to my country.
Then
I escaped out. I'm not to be back to my house, my family house. I have to escape out and turn around in another small country I live. You know.
You run away?
Yeah, run around, not run away.
Run around?
Yeah.
What place do you go first? Do you have to disguise yourself or something like that? You know, understand what disguise, like you turn to become a farmer or something?
Yeah. I turn become the labor dog or something, you know. Then I change up my name too. Because I want to find out, but then I want to put the personal jail of the war.
Oh.
You understand? But after that, they found out to me.
When?
1976. The end 1976.
How comes? Where were you at that time? You remember? Where were you?
I live in
what city?
I live in the Binh Gia country.
Binja.
Yeah.
Just a second.
Binja.
How you spell Binja?
B-I-N-H.
B-I-N-H?
Yeah. Z-E-Z-I.
C-Z.
No, Z-Z.
Oh, okay. Z.
I.
C-I. I.
A.
A.
Yeah, that's all.
1-3?
No, in the South Vietnam. Then, one of in my friend, they work together with us before in the Marine Corps. And one day he get wrong.
Get what?
Get wrong. Drinking alcohol, get wrong.
Drunk? Oh, okay.
Then, you know, he talk a lot about my story. And that's why they found out that get me to jail.
How? You were put in jail?
Yeah.
And how long you stay there?
For the end, the...
When they filed 1976?
The end 1976.
Uh-huh.
Then I was in jail. Then 1978, I get out. I escaped out. I mean, not to get out.
Do you remind how your life in jail? What did you do?
Oh, I have to work the farm for them. I have to make the cup, you know, the carpenter, make the table and everything
from
for
wood?
Them. Yeah, from
wood.
Then do everything if they want.
What did you get? Just food and clothes or what?
What did I get?
Uh-huh.
Nothing.
How about food? Can you?
We have the one sweet potato one day.
What one?
One small of this sweet potato.
Sweet potato?
Yeah. One day.
We mean a meal a day.
Yeah, a day. Not a meal. Not a meal, a day. 3 meals a day, right?
Okay.
Yeah, but we have a day.
I can't understand. Okay, this turned a little bit. Okay, you mean 3 meals or 1 meal a day?
Yeah.
Dinner or lunch or what?
No, we didn't have any dinner, any lunch, any...
Just they just give you sweet potato, that's it.
That's
you're gonna eat it when anytime you're hungry. That's is that right?
Mm-hmm.
What you say?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's it every day? You mean that you...
Day by day.
2 years?
Yeah.
Just sweet potato? No meal, no meat, not meat,
nothing.
And how about clothes?
Clothing, we have to find out for the people that get dyed.
Dead.
Then we take that clothing for them. We fishing, we work.
How they treat the prisoners?
Can you believe a war in the my group in the jail? We just have to underwear. I'm sorry because of women in here, but here's the truth for my life. We have to underwear. And when when there's some family they come down to visit us, then they call that name of that person. Then that person take that underwear, get out to see that family. And when they come out, when they come down to the house, they have to take out and put in the car.
Oh.
Can you believe about that?
How many groups in your...
Oh, we have a thousand.
How many people in your groups?
We have about 96.
You mean in your groups?
Yeah, in my group. 96 people.
They did the same job, like labor job like you?
Yeah, they did everything in the same job.
They keep you in this city all the time?
No. Being in the Bindan, that's the city they found out of me. Then they have to took me go to the mountain or somewhere. We cannot to know.
You didn't know what
we
place?
Cannot, yeah.
Okay, and then you stay there 2 years?
Yeah, stay
there. They didn't move you or send you to any places?
Yeah, they have to move every 3 months. Because if we can find out the way we can escape, then we get out and we escape out. Then they have to move us every 3 months at night.
Did you know where they moved you? You didn't know? You didn't know? Wow. And in 1978, how did you escape from that place? How did you...
For 1978, I can't take it. That place, I will be dying if I live there.
You couldn't stand anymore?
Yeah, I cannot take that place anymore. I will be dying if I live there.
How you escape? You contact with other people?
No, I do not contact with other people. They send me to the, the free make it some table and something. When on that day, on that day for the, I don't know, the holiday for them, and the, some community they have to vacation and somewhere they should have a free people, control us up there. And that's why I escaped. Too easy to escape on that time.
How?
Oh, it's so brutal time.
You fought? Or you, how? You escaped only one?
Only one of me.
You mean that you did?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Only one?
Yeah.
And not the whole group?
Not whole group. Because the whole group for that, they have some people living in our group, but they work together with the communists. If you have to talk to some of your friends, you didn't know who are here. And sometimes he can, he come down, then he contact with some company, and you get killed for that. If they are found out who want to escape, then you will be killed.
How you escape?
Oh, it's a lot of interesting,
What place you arrive? You escape by boat or what? Or run away in the forest or something?
For that thing, I just walk.
You walk?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what city you arrive first?
I keep walking, then I escape out that jail, then I walk in the trees about 3 days.
Forest.
Yeah, forest for 3 days.
Uh-huh.
Then the first city, I get out.
What's the what?
The first city.
The first?
CD.
CD?
Yeah.
What's that?
C-I-C-Y. City.
The first city?
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, that means long time. Oh.
The first city?
Yeah, the first city.
Oh, the first city.
Yeah.
What's that? What's the name of the city?
Long Khan.
Long Khan.
L-O-N-G.
L-O-N-G. K.
K-H-A-N-H.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. And what did you do in that city? They know?
No, they didn't know.
They didn't know?
Then I have to go. I have to went to the Saigon.
Went to Saigon?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They make some paper. Make some paper. It look like an iron car. Look like Social Security. Then change up my name, something. Mm-hmm. Then found out another small country, in farm country. And I live there.
What city did you stay there for a while before you decide to come here? After you escaped, right?
Yeah.
And you went to Saigon to make some paper,
mm-hmm.
change your name, something like that,
mm-hmm.
and stay as a farmer? You turn as a farmer again?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
farmer again.
Uh-huh.
Then I have to...
Where? Around Saigon?
Yeah, around Saigon.
You mean countryside? You know, where people grow a lot of farms, do a lot of...
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Then, you mean you want to know...
What?
For the name of country where it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Then
before you come here, okay. where did you stay?
Okay, after that, uh-huh. after that time, I live in the Phu Hoa.
Phu?
Hoa.
How can you spell?
P-S-U.
P-S-U?
H-O-A.
H-O-A.
Uh-huh.
Yes. It's near Saigon?
Yeah, it's near Saigon.
Uh-huh. That's your work as a farmer?
Mm-hmm.
And why did you decide to come in the United States?
What did I decide?
Why?
Why?
Uh-huh.
Because I cannot live under communism and I have to get out. I don't care what a country will come.
Oh.
Even the United States too.
Uh-huh.
And
When did you come to the United States? When did you come?
December 1979.
Okay. Do you recall your journey to the United States? How you escaped from South Vietnam and come here?
No. Please say again.
Okay.
I don't want to...
Do you recall your journey to the United States? You know,
mm-hmm.
it's so far. Okay, you say you stay at Phu Hoa.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And how you come here? How did you come here? You know,
okay.
Can you tell us?
Okay, when I live over there, then I have to work in.
Okay.
Then
over there, what? Full.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, full.
And I call him my friend. I need help. I have to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Then they know which one I need, money and gold. And I must escape out of the country because I cannot live if they found out to me the second time. Then I get tired.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have a little bit of money, my family, they give me, my father, my mother, even my wife too. She didn't have any, but she had to find out some money that she gave to me. Get out.
Mm-hmm.
Then I live in the Fuhua country, in the far country for a little while. Then I went down in the hometown, before where I lived, before where I was born, again. Because
what?
That city...
You went back to your hometown,
yeah.
When, what's that?
Hometown.
Hometown, okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Then I had to contact to the fisherman.
A fisherman?
Who wanted to escape out. Then we all wait to put the money together to buy in the boat. After that...
How big is it, the boat, you remember?
My boat is about 19 yards.
19 yards?
Yes.
Not quite big.
It's not quite big.
How many passengers in your boat? How many people in your boat?
Okay.
About?
Wait.
Okay.
And not that yet, the devil. Then on that, on the October 1979, we began to get out from Bhutan, go to Malaysia. Then after 3 days, we were scared. In my engine, it was broken this year.
What?
My engine.
Engine? The boat engine?
Yes, the engine
broke. Okay.
Yeah.
That's, you arrived at Malaysia or not at that time when the engine broke? You say you arrived at Malaysia.
Yeah. We are designed. We'll come to the Malaysia.
Oh, you decide to go to Malaysia.
Yeah.
But after you leave the Vietnam for 3 days, the engine broke. And what did they do? What did you do?
We just sent to the God. Help us, that's all. What did we do? Then after that, about 10 days, we finished any food.
You mean that you stay in the boat?
We all stay together in
okay.
the boat.
Uh-huh.
And like the windy, where
yeah.
I want to send,
uh-huh.
where each one to send, that's all. And after 10 days, we finished everything, food, water, everything that was. Then, the day of 13th, one person get died hungry. Very death, very hungry. Then the day 15, two more died for them. Then the day 16, on that time, on the meantime, we already know, understanding, we will die for this boat. But we found out that another can fishing, catch the fish by hand. You know, we usually leaving the devil to the day 20, then we saw the fishing boat of the Thailand country. They're coming to help us, give us the water. Then some canned food and some rice. And we live almost about 3 days. After that day, we finished the food again, and the people continue to die. Then the day 27, we saw one boat from country Thailand. That boat it led to the Chantaburi.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not the good boat. They want coming to rob us something. But they don't know we are some the weapons. Yeah,
uh-huh.
The weapon in that boat.
Uh-huh.
And that's why we brought back that boat. We brought back that boat. We tell them, okay, I'm coming to the Thailand. We don't have to kill them. But they have to care I'm coming to the Thailand.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
I understand, yes,
okay.
I got it.
Then that boat, because we wheelchair. If they don't have to carry us come to the Thailand, then we will kill them, then we will take, you
the
know,
boy.
The people, yeah.
Okay.
Let us go. Because they are, you know, they are very, very unlucky for them.
Yes.
You know, I don't know. They want to the gold or everything from us, but we didn't have any because we are the people live in the jail. That's all. We put together in the money, but we didn't have any. But the weapons, we have so many. We will fight in the communist if they are fun out of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why that book.
So, you arrived at Thailand?
Yeah, then I went to the Chantaburi.
Uh-huh. How long you stay there? Is this the camp? Refugees camp?
It's
a camp or what?
It's not a refugee camp.
How can you stay there?
Oh, we went to the Chantaburi.
Uh-huh.
Then
okay.
We contact with the with the police something, you know.
Uh-huh.
Then they send us to the camp of Lamsing.
Lamsing. Oh, I got
okay.
it.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Then we.
This is the camp.
Yeah, this is the camp of Lamsing.
Mm-hmm.
Then
just a second. How many people live, you know, left in your boat?
Live in left.
Uh huh. They not die.
43.
How many came with you? Went out from the country with you about?
43. Then when they became camp in the Chantaburi, it's just about 28, 27. At that time, you know, we no more don't know who are, you know, because we so sick on that day.
Most of them are guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, what, farmers or armies or what? And most of the passengers, okay, were farmers or army like you or?
Most the people of army.
Oh, they tried to escape. Uh huh. Okay, don't hit them back. You arrived at Lamsing, at the camp,
yeah.
Refugee camp. How long you stay at Lamsing?
About 15 days.
Uh huh. And then what?
Then the United States of America, the embassy.
Yeah. Okay.
Then they're coming to interview of us.
Uh-huh.
And they allowed me come here. When I came in here for 1979.
Wait, when did you come here? 1979? December? 1979. You mean in Youngstown?
North
where
California.
Did you how can you contact to come here? How can you contact to come to Youngstown?
Oh, that we don't care about it. We don't know about it. That it's just the...
Your sponsor? You have any sponsor?
We didn't have any sponsor. We didn't have anything. It's just the group of all of volunteers to help the people in the world.
Uh-huh.
They send us, they brought us everywhere if they want.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
How come you choose to come to the United States or they just send you?
They just send us.
Okay.
We don't know either where we go.
How
you
about
know?
The rest of your friends?
Huh?
The rest of your friends?
I don't know where they're going.
Oh, okay.
They can go every country, have the freedom in the world. That's all.
Oh.
Because we escape out the country. We look for freedom. We don't look the rich country or poor country. I can live in the Thailand. I can work in the Thailand. I can live in the Malaysia. I can work over there. I don't look for the rich country. Look like United States. I don't look for the France or you know Roman or something. We don't look for that. We look for freedom because we love the freedom and we look for freedom.
Okay. You said you first entered at California.
Yeah.
And how come you come to Youngstown? Who sent you there? Who sent you here?
Oh, I told you last time. I said the group of American volunteers
the
send us everywhere if they want.
They
You don't understand that?
They don't have special name.
They don't care who eat it.
Oh, okay. Did you hear or learn anything about United States before you come here? You hear or you learn?
Yeah, I was learning about the United States before I went to the school, of high school in my country. You know...
You read about it?
Yeah,
oh.
I was learning about it. But, you know, for the United States, it's a lot of different about a custom, about a culture in my country.
Yeah. Okay. What was your first impression in America? First impression. You understand what I mean?
What do you mean?
How you feel when you first came here?
How I feeling when I first came here?
How did you feel when you arrived here?
We just born. Born? Yeah.
How comes?
Because you're living in our family. We escape out. And now we are lonely in the world. See, I have nobody in here, no family, no friend. You know, the custom or the culture in my country, we have the family live around us, you know, with us. And now, I am only one. You know, we were born in, but time after time, day by day, I have to put together with the people, American. I have to learn to live with the American. You know, learn to live, work together. That's the way for the people following to live. Now I just no more look like American people, that's all.
Do you think about, what you think about your life in the country, in this country? You know, like language difficulties? When did you start to learn English?
I started to learn the English language on April 28, 1980.
When you first came here, you learned before you, you learned before when you were at high school.
Yeah.
Okay, you start again. You still study English?
Yeah, I still study English.
How's your jobs here? Do you have any difficulties to find jobs?
If you mean the United States?
Yeah.
Or you mean the Youngstown?
In Youngstown.
Okay, in Youngstown, that's around here. No job.
No job that you like or what? No job that you like?
No job at all.
No job for you?
No job at all. For 50,000 or 25,000 people in here waiting for the unemployment. How can I am the man in another country can come in to look for a job?
Oh, you still looking? Or you plan
yeah,
to move?
I have to decide on my future, you know. I have to. Because I have to move down south.
You
south,
will?
Yeah. I will move down South America.
South America?
Yeah. Because over there, it have a lot of jobs. Then the weather is same in my country too. And the people, a lot of people in Vietnam over there too. And we can live together and we have some fun with the people of Vietnam. Then we will live, we will stay in my life.
Excuse me, what country?
Down south, Houston, Louisiana.
Oh, I mean in South America, no. The southern part of America.
South America.
Okay, Houston,
yes.
Like Texas,
yes. Louisiana, California.
What place do you plan to move?
I didn't decide yet. Because I have a lot of friends that live over there, and so many people there was calling me to come down to their house and live. But then, you know, I don't know yet. But I I will move for the end this month.
How about your religion?
My religion?
Mm-hmm. You Christian? You Catholics when you came here or what? Or you are Catholic when you
in my Vietnam? My family, we are always Catholic about 100 years ago.
So you Catholics?
Yes.
Okay, how about your... What? When did you get married? Do you remember?
The end
1975. And
when I escaped, then you know I.
You leave?
Yeah, I didn't have everything to do, and you know that girl, she helped me a lot.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I remember about her. Uh-huh. I was just married with her for that.
Do you know where she's staying now, your wife?
Now she's staying at Binja when that, yeah. But that thing there found out to me, then they cast me go to the jail.
Oh, okay. Oh, she's staying in this year. How many, do you have any children?
Yeah, I have two children.
Two children?
Two sons.
Uh-huh. You plan to bring them here?
Yeah, I have to decide to ask sponsors to them coming here. But it is very difficult to think about. Mm-hmm. I love to because you know no reason to live if the people who was sinful forever. And that's why I have to send her to you know ask sponsors to her coming here.
That's your plan in the future?
Mm-hmm.
You have any plan?
Plan?
Plan to talk about in the future. What you plan to do? You plan to move to the south? You plan to bring your family? How about your parents? Do you heard anything about them?
Oh, my mother and my father, they don't want to go everywhere. Because they reside in that country. They was born, and they will die for that country. They don't want to move out.
How about the rest of your brothers?
Oh, my brother, they decide to them. You know, however, what they like, they have to go or they work for community. You know, I cannot to care about that.
Do you still contact with them?
Yeah, I still contact with them.
They would like to come here?
Yeah, they would like to come here, but it's very difficult to get out, to escape out.
How about your... Can you tell us about your own efforts or desire to adjust the life here? Is your desire to adjust the life, new life?
Oh, I stopped the new life
mm-hmm.
here?
Mm-hmm.
Now keep working, that's all. New line here. Oh, we have a lot of difference. We cannot decide yet who knows the future.
But your life here?
Yeah, every country, same thing, the people, same thing, it's just different language. You know, every people in the world or every country that following to start a new life, they're following the money. They want to warm family, they want a happy family, they want to be rich. But who knows? I cannot to tell about my future. I very, very weak life to become something I want. But you know, who knows?
What you plan to become? Do you have any idea, you know, you plan to work as an engineer?
No. Nothing.
Do you don't have any idea?
I didn't have any idea, you know. In this country. You know, I'm sorry for that. because I have no future in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my life will be broken a lot of times, and now I cannot decide my future yet. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, okay, looking back, what changes do you like to see in your country? Do you understand my question? Okay, like, would you like to see, you know what I mean? Like, would you like to see it happen in your country, looking back?
Mm-hmm. And what do you mean, again? I understand exactly,
okay.
But I don't understand.
Like, it's the thing in the past, you know? Like, it's the thing in the past, you know? You would like to see it happen instead of that, like, you, or maybe you would like to see the communists go away or something like that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I asked you in your opinion.
Okay,
you got it.
Okay, everyone, the people of Vietnam, they very like the people. Everyone, the people in my country, they're very likely to communicate, get out, run away. But if, this is my opinion, if you have studied in, about history in the world, the communists who conquer the country can never get out. Because I have to ban studying about the history, and I know maybe they can change a little bit about the rule or the law. So maybe I can be banned to visit in my country for a little while. That way, like, but you know, I hope one day I can be back in my country, I see my family, I can see everyone, my friends, who I have responsibility before in my country. That, you know, the future I decide to do it in my future.
You would like to go back and see your family?
Yeah.
If the communists?
If the communists, they allow,
people,
yeah,
to go back.
Yeah, to go back.
You mean that if they allow you, you just want to go back and start your life in your old country?
No.
No?
If the communists,
okay,
run away.
Not run away, you say around.
Okay. If the communists allow
you to go back.
I will to be back to visit my family.
Just visit?
Yeah.
How come you don't like to stay there?
Because I come to live over there. You work for nothing. You have to get the $60 per month for 1 month. And for $60 you have to buy about one chicken or two chicken. That's all for one whole month. And if you have to work, you have something to your own that will come to your house and took it. They will take it, everything if they want. They can borrow your house. They say, hey, you gotta move out from 24 hours. The government want to take this power and make something for the army or something. Then you have to move out. If you don't want to move out, at midnight, they come down to your house, they knock the door, they take you out. Bang. That's the ruler or the way they are.
That's the way, the life,
yeah.
In communist. Do you think you have anything to say?
For me, I think this country, I want the people to love the people together. I don't want the people beside the color. The color of the skin. I want the people to learn to live
together.
Work together.
You want like one world? No, you mean that you want like they stay in one world and no nationalities?
Yeah, no nationalities. The people will help each other.
Help each other?
That's the way I like this country, because in this country, very young country, there's something wrong in this country. Sometimes the people don't like the people. And sometimes the people were fighting each other with the skin color. I don't know why they have to do that. You know, just the way I want.
Mm-hmm.
I have so many friends of black, of yellow, of white, everything. But you know, some of the people that were young, and they got angry for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the way I like it. Then the future in this country, I just decide about if I can work, I will study again.
Do you continue college?
I will continue college. But now, the one thing is very important to me, money. I didn't have any money. I live alone. Nobody can rely responsibility to me in the meantime when I go to the college. Then I have to work when I get money. I can decide, I can, you know, rely responsible to me. About 4 years or 5 years, when I quit my job and I continue to study.
You just have to find job first.
Yeah.
Okay, and you get money,
mm-hmm.
And you can go to school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else that I didn't cover?
That's all.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. I wish you a lot of luck in this country.
You're welcome.